Questions, please.
What's it like preparing to face Ben? Maybe just even from a personal side of things.
Well, I mean, this is an important game for us because, frankly, it's the next game. It's a home game. It's a it's an NFC game. But yes, I mean, the personal part of it. Those are really things you they're private. I'm obviously proud of what he's done and what he's doing. But this is an excellent football team, excellent organization, and we're just focused on really trying to figure out defensively how they're gonna line up, offensively, how they're gonna attack our defense. The similarities of their approach in an Ohio offense, and I think they're doing some good things on special teams.
You played the Giants a lot since you've been coach. Have they changed much under Ben, or does it still look like the same formula?
Well, I mean, it's this league changes so much every year. I think you see a lot of carryover from Coach Coughlin, and obviously Ben's doing it his way. So, I mean, their offense is different than the last time we played them. Obviously, with Steve Spagnuolo being back there, there's some carryover to the earlier years. So, you pay attention to those. Those are really things that, I mean, personally, you do in the off season, particularly over the summer. Go back if you haven't gone against a coordinator in some time. Look at his history. Look at the games you've played against him in the past. But this week here, it's week five of the season. You're just really focusing on what they've done to date. All those other tendencies and viewpoints are really for off-season studies. So just really focusing on the video.
How much of what you guys do you see in their offense?
There's some similarities. There's some similar concepts. With that, you hope the carryover as far as competing against each other in training camp and the off-season program will be helpful to our defense.
You faced guys, you've worked with before. Do you have to change a whole lot of, totally change everything in terms of language, everything, so that because these guys know you so well and know everything about calls and, things that happen on the field?
Well, I think it's like anything. Communication and language is important in the game of football, and really how you express it is probably where you have to focus on change. We're not going to change, how we communicate or, what we say and so forth, but just really the communication of it, we're obviously very aware.
Mike, when you have a high-profile guy like Beckham who's expressed frustration, I guess, the last few weeks, does that have any impact on how you prepare your defense, or how you prepare your secondary to play him?
I mean, no. I mean, we're focusing on the video, what each player's strengths are, how we feel they're going to utilize them against us, and just really focusing on our schemes. And it's an excellent receiver group, no doubt about it. They're explosive. So, that's what we're focused on.
In your experience, what ways have you seen an emotion possibly and negatively affect your players on the field?
I'm not too sure what your question is.
Beckham's frustrations, those emotional outbursts have drawn a lot of attention. In what ways do you think that the emotion can help or hurt players on the field?
I mean, emotion is part of the game. Really, to comment on anybody externally I really don't have an opinion on it. There's always a huge gap between perception and reality, and I'm not really here to try to fill that gap. So, I mean, emotion is a big part of the game of football. So, it's important.
How would you compare what you've seen from Eli Manning this year to when you last faced him?
Well, he's playing a different offense. I think Eli's a great quarterback. Obviously his production, what he's accomplished in the past speaks for itself. Personally, the thing I'm so impressed with is, he lines up and plays every single week. I mean, that's a tremendous accomplishment in this league. I think availability is the number one, characteristic you look for in players, particularly quarterbacks. So, I mean, he's a natural. He's been playing just quarterback his whole life. We clearly understand his family background. So, he has total command of the offense. He's very comfortable in it. And you can see that particularly how he operates and just in the noise in Minnesota on the Monday night game. particularly the changes and the decision making, particularly that noise, I thought was excellent. So I think he's a great fit for the system. He's playing very well.
How much do you pay attention to the opponent injury report, like today and Thursday, or do you just wait until Friday? Obviously, they got some questions in the secondary. I guess that's why I'm asking.
I mean, you look at it. I'm not waiting to see what's going on, or it's not going to change the way we approach things. We're just trusting what's on the video, evaluating each player, particularly in our secondary, and that was part of our game plan. I had a little more time to go through it last week, and that's how we built our plan.
Mike, getting back to Ben for a quick second, was there a particular time or a moment in your time with him where you thought, yeah, this guy's going to be a head coach someday?
Definitely. I mean, you think that of a number of people you work with, and I think there's a point in his career here where, he's come up the right way. He's done every job that you can possibly imagine in the coaching ranks, and I think that's a big part of his foundation, and I think it definitely is a big part of his success. But when he was coaching the quarterback, I think that was probably the time where you definitely knew he could go to the next level and be a head coach in this league.
Mike, since Sam went down, you've been relying on three young corners. Are they ready for this? You said it was a challenge with these wide receivers.
Absolutely. And it's really, strength in numbers and how you play them. I think it really has come out at our first 3 weeks and having a chance to go through the self-scout and just looking at with the health of our team, and particularly the secondary has done, it's created experience. It's created opportunities for other players to play. So we've had a number of different guys, and I think that's really what you have to stay focused on. And that's yourself and how we utilize all those guys, as far as who's playing inside or, who's staying outside and utilize, our safety position.
Like, if Jared Cook is unable to go for a little while, are you guys okay with just Richard and Justin, do you think?
I mean, that's the plan as I stand here today.
Tom's question on the secondary. We know that you and your staff put different amounts of emphasis on different statistics, sometimes different than what we see. What level of weight or importance do you and your staff place on pass breakups?
Well, it's important. To me, it's all part of the evaluation. I think statistics are starting points. It's the introduction of what you really need to dive into, and that's the video and ultimately the fundamentals and techniques. So I think really our secondary as a whole, comparing to prior seasons, you can see really in training camp, the ability to compete at the breaking point of a receiver's route and challenge routes is definitely something I feel like we've improved on. Now, with that, our younger guys need to get back at it. And, it's something we're all obviously focused on. And a lot of that comes with confidence, familiarity, and how they're being utilized.
Two more, please.
So at what point do you start putting stock in stats? Not just talking about your secondary, but just in general.
I use stats.
I mean, at what point in the season does it really hold some merit? Obviously, one game isn't a whole lot.
As opposed to 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, is it 3 weeks? Is it 8 weeks? When you
That's a good question. We have our normal Wednesday meeting. You have a team profile. I think a profile of what the other team looks like, what you look like. So you go through that. It's more of an overview, an outline, and it really, I think it's when you have the stats leaning one way or the other, it makes you look at it. So, because obviously outside of winning the game, you look at statistics, you have to look inside the statistic. So, and that's really our approach. But I think the profile of a football team, I would say it's a little early. I hope it's a little early because, after three games, we're not this isn't the vision statistically of the football team that we're going to be.
Like, when you had Cook was playing in his last three games, did you feel like you were able to kind of dictate the personnel that the defense was able to play? And is that something you have to work on a little harder or something you won't have an advantage of if he doesn't play?
Well, I think anytime at the tight end position, the threat from that position, particularly in the middle of the field, and how their secondary views that position, that's probably the biggest indicator of how a defense is going to challenge you and how you can dictate personnel. So that's something we're going to have to get done with Richard and Justin.